It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, and now we're back. Another episode of the 4Play Podcast. Been a minute. No, it hasn't really been a minute. We always try to put out an episode every other week. It's the 4Play Podcast, courtesy of 96.9, your number one hit music station. And you know, when we say we're going to do something, we like to do it nicely and do it so good. The guys are in the studio right now. We're trying to make sure you have fun. I've got Scarlett looking on. I'm ready to go in. Hi, Scarlett. Doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah. The Blacker also in the house.
What up?
That's what's up. Well, guess who brings the magic in the group this week? It's Blue. Magic.
Hey, what's going on? What's popping?
That's interesting. I'm Detox. So we know the 65th Grammys is just around the corner. Whoa, there's a lot to talk about, man. Yeah. Nominations came out like since last year, so people have expectations on who may pick up what and what, but we've been surprised many times by the Grammys. Mm. There are certain people that you expected them to pick a nomination. They did not. Some is like a tradition, they just never get nominated.
Nicki Minaj!
Despite all their good work. So we're going to be talking about that and so much more. First things first, you should know that the upcoming Grammys are only songs that have been released from, I think, October 2021 to September 2022. So your favorite song may have been released sometime in November of 2022. And you're like, what's going on? Not even nominated? Well, nominations out of the way. We're looking forward to who's going to pick up the Grammys this year. So who are you looking forward to for? I mean, let's start with the big one. Song or record of the year. Mm. That's like the best picture for Grammys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, who do you guys think is going to pick up that one this year? Let me see if I can roll out a list of nominees. Record of the year, there's Adele on there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a long list, but it includes Adele, Easy on Me. Is that Beyonce, Break My Soul song? Man, Doja Cat's Woman.
Woman, let me be.
And then this guy representing the rappers, Kendrick Lamar.
Let's
the
go.
Hot Part 5.
The Hot Something
Is
Something.
Is that a Grammy winning song, though, for Record of the Year? I'm just asking, though.
The hip hop community is going to come heavy on you like this.
I think this song might do better in another category.
Exactly, my
not
thought
for
as well.
Record of the Year. True. But here's another Wahala song. About Them Time.
It's About Them Time. I'm in need a sentimental man.
If I were to be in the academy, that is, I'll be like, you know what, guys, let's just go home.
Like, it's about downtime.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Bro, that's.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. You guys are missing it.
As long as Harry Styles, as it was, is in that group.
Yeah, that's the only pop song
about
I think.
About Them Time, it's not even
why
about
does
us.
It have to be pop? That's my question.
Yeah, this is not a pop category.
Exactly.
Record
of the year. You guys threw Kendrick Lamar out the window now.
The truth is, we're not even talking.
Okay, let's go around the room. Scarlett, who do you think is going to pick up this record of the year?
You better not say Beyonce.
Normally, I would go for my girl.
Yeah.
Beyonce. Okay. But wait, I'm not done yet, Mega. Calm down. First of all, I don't really think Break My Soul had a lot of, like, you know, listening.
Yeah.
I think it was there for a while and then it just tuned down a little bit. But the song that I think are up against each other is obviously As It Was by Harry Styles. Like I mentioned when the song was trending, I don't know what Harry Styles does for his publicity, but his songs just linger. Like, that song was there for 3-4 months. People were listening to it. It was coming back and back. It and About Damn Time and maybe Easy on Me. Those three songs, though, those are the ones I feel like will get that.
Mega, who are you going to give this one?
He's obviously going to go to Kendrick.
That's Record my girl, Lizzo.
Lizzo.
I'm not going for Kendrick now. I mean, Ditos has a good point. It's a long shot for me to want to throw him on there. But if he does win, I'm like, okay, not bad. But yeah, I would go for Lizzo. May just looking at the list because she represents so much. Mm-hmm. And represents times. You know, what she represents is just more than the music. It's about inclusion. It's about
the positivity.
You know, having to just show off yourself the way you are and not necessarily be concerned about what people think. But That said, how come we are not actually taking a look at this Don't Shut Me Down by Abba?
Was that where you were going?
Exactly! I'm gonna let you guys finish.
You guys are shutting them down.
You know why?
But I can guarantee you it's a welcome back project.
You know why?
That is going to be massive.
You know why? Sweden is known for making the best music, and that's where ABBA comes from. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, they've won a lot of Grammys. And then there's something else that we're not putting into consideration. This is not a time where people get to contribute. It is not based on record sales and stuff like that. If you noticed, it's not usually about that. They have people in the Academy who vote for these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these people are usually white people.
Yikes.
We waited for you to get here. You finally did.
But this is
so
true.
Grammy nominations so are not based on like what people like. They are based on like the Academy.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, it's mostly...
I think they believe that those people understand the music.
Yeah, they do.
Better than the
but
populace.
The thing is, there's a board. There's an academy board. It's not like it's a Swedish people's thing. You know, and
he has a good point though.
I know.
Taking it from where he's coming from, you have an idea, you just feel like, and that's the same thing I have in mind too, because the American.
I wouldn't give it to like ABBA. I'm not going to give it to ABBA.
Yeah, we're not too old. It's not to us, apparently.
If it's me, I just give it to Lizzo and say, girl, you should have it. I think for me, it's between Lizzo and Harry Styles. But if I must come down to one for record of the year, I'm going to have to give it to Lizzo, man.
Oh, Lizzo.
About damn time.
That's a record.
There's a category in the Grammys that sometimes it's like it's conflicting. Record of the year and song of the year.
Yeah.
Most times, the songs that make it to the record of the year also get nominated for song of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Except for record of the year, they recognize the production and the guys behind the scene too.
Mm-hmm.
So an additional song to that category for song of the year, which might just get it. It's a rap song, but it just was all over the place. God did
another one.
Khaled.
Khaled. DJ Khaled. A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Forget you anymore. That's like a pop anthem.
A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
I think for song of the year, I just give it to DJ. DJ. That God did. It was, the thing is, A, B, C, D, F, U, relatable. I mean, you put out a heartbreak song. It's like driver's license. You're going to get the teenagers loving it. I mean, Gen Zs are going to vibe to it too. And they're in huge numbers, you know. So it will pop on TikTok. And so, which is where even it became a big deal. God did mature, much more mature audience. But the message in God did is what a lot of people can also relate to too. So... I don't know. That's record of the year.
I don't know what he's talking about. The hard part five on that category.
Listen.
Scarlett just wants to be bringing back the rap thing inside so that we can just be flogging it and wiping them cable 2x2 on
you
the
know,
neck.
You know, when I said Grammy is for white people, you guys wanted to pounce on me, but we're talking about a black relatable songs, and you guys are doing somehow. Why are you people not going for the hard part four now? Part five, rather.
Here's the thing. Me personally, I would look at general acceptability.
True.
You cannot compare Bad Habit, for example. The worst song in that category is probably going to probably did more numbers than the Hard Part 5. The worst record on there will do more numbers. But at this point, I would say if Kendrick Lamar is making it to the album of the year, making it to record of the year, making it to song of the year, it's a plus. I mean, that is applaudable. At this point, you'd be like, yeah, brother man, you're doing a great job. So yeah, let's just, how about we celebrate that as a win?
Yeah, it's a win.
I don't care what y'all say, a win is a win.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right
now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play Podcast.
Let's do this.
Anyway, still checking out the 4Play Podcast, property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano. Thank you for always listening and finding us every other week. We're back this week. We're talking about the Grammys just around the corner. We're trying to see if we can predict who would pick up what when the event takes place. Since we're talking about categories, there's been the conversation of, I think it's about them time for Afrobeat to get a category of its own at the Grammys. Mixed feelings, by the way, I should say, from me.
Who is mixing the feelings?
I have mixed feelings.
You need to
feelings.
Catch that person.
I have mixed feelings about Afrobeat having a category at the Grammys. Yes, the Grammys It's like the biggest musical award, big shit. Yeah, I get it. I feel like if you throw in Afrobeat there, some other smaller awards will just lose relevance. Mm. Like, it's not going to be the Grammys.
Yeah.
So, because these guys belong to other awards that are like the headies. You know, these are most of these are Afrobeat guys are there. There's Afrima. We recognize them.
Yeah.
But now, when you throw in Afrobeat on the Grammys, it becomes like the goal. And that's it. And I feel like the other awards might lose relevance, and it's not good for the industry. You know, so for now, maybe we wait small first.
No, they manage our
Afrobeat. No, they manage.
I mean, someone, a Nigerian, is in the Grammys, though.
Mm.
We have Tems on the Grammys. I've not seen any other person,
but
Tems is on the Grammys.
Burna Boy.
Best solo. Is he there?
Of course.
Wow.
Is he there? Didn't see him.
This whole Afrobeat conversation, I feel like now is the perfect time. You know why? Let's not override our relevance. Oh boy, my brother, it started in 2020, courtesy of the lockdown. This is the third year running, and it looks like Afrobeat is representing. People are listening. Something might just happen in 2024, and then pew, another sound comes in and takes everything away.
I'm a piano.
My sister. No, I mean, I'm a piano is still considered. Afrobeat is a genre, right?
Yeah.
It is. And I'm a piano actually falls under. Yes, they see it at the same time.
South Africans just come now, and say that, look, we want a different genre. I'm a piano genre.
Well, bless them. Yes, the Latin guys were pissed off at the Grammys. They started their own Latin Grammys.
Yep.
Despacito. They couldn't win Record of the Year. They couldn't win Song of the Year, despite doing mad numbers. That is why now that I'm seeing this guy on the nomination, what's his name? This guy that had the highest grossing, Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Oh, boy. And I'm looking at that album of the year. I know his album, whatever. I can't even say the title right now. That album is most likely going to win. I mean, they are just trying to bring this culture back into the Grammys.
It's so perfect timing
now,
for Afrobeat, you think?
Get us in there right now. I mean, why in the world would you have an Afrobeat chart on Billboard if you're not going to use that to give us our own category? You have it on there. What is he doing there? Give it to us.
I think they're actually going to lose out if they don't have Afrobeat on the Grammys, because we're doing numbers. If they want viewership, bruv, they've got to call Afrobeat in.
You know, I also have a concern about this Afrobeat getting on the Grammys and all. Before you know it, all these Asian guys will come and be winning Afrobeat Song of the Year. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. There's these Korean guys. They are making huge numbers.
I agree.
True, true.
They're doing Afrobeat, and it sounds like Wizkid wannabes or Malay wannabes. They have the same beats, and they can... Man!
I share your concern, but my brother, the genre has to grow one way or the other. Well, here's the thing: if Asians are actually doing Afrobeat, it's a win-win for us.
I guess
it means that we are going to we are drawing the Asian market.
I'm really happy we're having this conversation.
Imagine BTS and Omalay doing a record, for example, bruh. They got the numbers. Those guys, the way they run up YouTube, I don't even understand. you don't look like they manufactured them.
I'm really
as anime. Are you serious? Everybody's crazy about anime. Yeah. So everybody's crazy about the Asian guys. So, yeah,
but I'm really happy we're having this conversation, because at some point in hip hop, we started having this kind of conversations in hip hop because we started seeing white people do.
Yes, the worst part was from last year, Detox. If you can recall,
it's always about white people.
I know, like,
what's your problem? You want to go to America?
They will listen to the podcast and stop you at the gates. Last year, I think it was a group of white guys that won the reggae album, if I'm not mistaken.
You see?
And Jamaicans actually came through and said, nah, man, this is culture appropriation. How in the
Asian
world
Asian guys
did they
win best Afrobeat song?
No, for us right now, we agree.
No, but if you look at the bigger picture, just like Mega said, I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's actually worth it.
Yeah. But the truth is, they can never do Afrobeats like us. Let's be realistic.
Well, it doesn't sound original.
You know the funny thing about if another continent or country decides to do Afrobeat? Because I feel like at this point, Nigerian artists are very comfortable or are getting very comfortable with the idea of, oh, Afrobeat is getting big, we're getting momentum, people are listening, yada, yada, yada. If there's no competition, at the end of the day, I mean, we're all going to start sounding like Wizkid and doing ta.
Wizkid and ta.
Okay, we're all going to be sounding like Whiskey with Soro, Joro, whatever the hell he's saying, there's going to be no competition. So
let's go ahead and get Afrobeat on the Grammys already.
Yes,
long overdue. The vote is against me, so let's get Afrobeat. on the Grammys already.
Four Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They say R&B is not dead, though. Still right
Ooh,
there.
Oh, no, it's not. Ooh,
that's Sea of Caesar.
It's not.
No, for real, this was the year.
They say it's not
Caesar. Yeah.
Look at the songs nominated at the Grammys for Best R&B. Beyonce comes again. Cuff It.
Get that out of there.
I don't know why Cuff It is on Best R&B.
It's not R&B?
It's not
R&B enough.
Good Morning Gorgeous.
Oh.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely
I'm not sure what it sounds like.
We slept on
you
that album.
You haven't heard on it?
I don't think so.
We slept on the what? Album, I'm yeah. not gonna lie.
Has and Has, yeah, Mooney Long. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I saw her in the Best New Artist.
Something from Jasmine Sullivan. Sullivan, Ooh, Hot boy. Me So Good. There's a PJ Morton song, which I do not know. Please don't walk away. I might be walking away from this one.
Walked away, actually, now that we don't know.
So will it be Mooney Long, though? Can she pick it or they're going to give it to the queen, Beyonce?
I feel like they might give it to Money Long.
Okay.
Because Money Long is like giving more of R&B vibes. Cuff It is not R&B in my opinion. I would say Cuff It is pop. It's not R&B. It has the pop vibe.
Nicki Minaj would be so happy with you right now. I was saying it, that they put me in the wrong category.
They did Nicki Minaj dirty, man.
Oh, they
really
did her dirty.
Dirty.
But I don't know why she wanted that freaky girl to be in. That's not right. It's not necessarily rap, though.
But it's not pop, though.
It's,
it's confused, though. Let's create another category for us.
But it's so weird that Nicki Minaj has never won a Grammy. She's never won a Grammy.
I mean, the first time she was nominated, that's like 2011. And
yes.
That's like the...
Was it Pink Print, I think?
I don't even remember the album.
Yeah, I think, yeah, well, that was Pink Print.
That was the one.
You know, it's hard to... Just think about it, that Nicki Minaj has never won a Grammy.
She's never won a Grammy. It's so weird.
And she might never, because of course the Grammy will consider records that are submitted. I don't think after what happened last year she'll be willing to want to submit a record for consideration. I don't think so. So it's probably it's like a done deal right now.
So let's talk about Grammy snobs since we're here now. Every time an artist in an interview says they don't care about awards, in my head I say that's a big fat lie.
Big lie.
I say it's a lie.
Men can lie.
You are lying. Tell us that, you know, you may have not gotten it, but if you get it, you don't mind. But all that, I don't care about awards. Now, lie. I would say most of them care. Sometimes when it doesn't work their way, they just get angry and snub their awards and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you can see reason why they're getting snubbed or they should be snubbed. Or this whole, they didn't nominate me this year, so I'm going to snub the Grammys.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, though?
Look,
I mean, Nicki Minaj has a point for her show.
Well,
but there's people like The Weeknd and these other guys. They're getting really angry. What's going on, man?
Yeah, that's true, though.
I mean, The Weeknd, the thing is, the award shows are not necessarily a test of your popularity or how brilliant, how beautiful your music is. At the end of that's why I love the fact that they allow you to submit if you want to. If you don't want to, you're not considered. Now, some of the reasons that they have given over time, I mean, it's decent now. Yeah, we understand where they're coming from, but we all cannot win. I remember clearly when Nas was trying to get the Grammy, and he got the Grammy for Best Rap Album from last year. Yeah. It was like, this guy finally.
Fine.
The guy kept on submitting his works, you know, just believing that it will happen. So yeah, it's like you're applying for a job. They don't tell you no, then you say, I know they apply good, I will not go. No, you have to give it a shot. You have to continue to do it. If you believe, if you feel like that gives you some sort of validation, go ahead and do it, man. There's nothing wrong. But the voting pattern, though, is suspect. Let's be real, man.
For real, it is, actually.
It is. I mean, I don't know when they will address that, but I mean, yeah, some of these big award shows. I mean, look at, I don't know, where do they consider us? Are we not a part of this team? Because, well, some of the movies that win the Oscars, you get to hear them for the first time on that day.
You know, the truth is,
for example,
I think using Oscars as an example, I think they're actually trying to include more Africans now. And that's why they're getting people to their committee.
They only remember Africa when there's a Black Panther movie. I'm sure the Woman King was not even up for
the
conversation.
The thing is, we're at a time in the world where political correctness is a bit high now. So people are just doing these things for you have to get a, you know, a gay character involved. You have to get a black person.
You have to get a black person involved.
You got to get a transgender involved. Mm-hmm. These are the times. So it's like inclusivity or whatever that is.
True.
So they're just throwing in everyone in so that you not have something to say, this whole board is looking so biased. Why is there only this category of human beings? That's where we are.
What a category of human beings.
And it's
the
weird.
Categories are plenty now.
You guys know that Beyonce just performed at Dubai.
Ooh, they're dragging her.
Yeah, they dragging her. She was paid $24 million.
Why are they dragging her? The money too small.
LGBTQ community said that she based
that
album.
Just had the World Cup in Qatar,
she
man.
She based her album around LGBT, and it grew because of LGBT. And then she did not incorporate LGBT in her performance at Dubai and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, what is really going on?
There's no winning, man.
You win some, lose some.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Anyway, you're still checking out the 4Play Podcast 96.9, available on our website, www.coolfm.ng. One good thing about the 4Play Podcast is when you listen, you enjoy yourself, and then you get a chance to win some money as well. We like to throw that one in there. If you're on social media or not, I wonder why. Give us a follow. We're on there at CoolFM Kano, and it's the same for TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Just get on there. Type that one word at CoolFM Kano, and you're going to find us. Let's talk about the category of the Grammy that has got the African Giants.
Let's go!
In the absence of our Afrobeats, whatever, we have been managing this global music album.
We'll hold it and we'll run with it.
But this year, Mama is back. Oh.
She's there.
Hey!
Angelique Kidjo.
Every time she's on that nomination list, it's a problem for other people. She just goes in there and picks it up.
Everybody else.
She just goes
Giants
and picks it up. There was that year when was it Twice as Tall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, we were really hopeful, man. Mm. We were was which album?
No, African Giant.
Was it African Giant?
Twice as Tall that won the Grammy.
Ah, the African Giant. We were so hopeful. I mean, I stayed up late to watch the Grammys.
I'm actually not sure. Love Damini is gonna win the album.
Nah, man, I don't even. Nah.
With two songs on there, it's plenty and last. It's going to be. He might just win it.
The thing about global music, best global music album category of the Grammys is we usually don't even know these other guys. So because these are like people making whatever it is in their area, you know, we don't know them, and then you're just vibing or going with your own.
Yeah.
We know Angelique Kidjo because she's won away many times and she's like our neighbor.
Yeah.
So we know her. But
and the type of music she does as well.
Yeah, and she's global. I mean, her music and
she
just
does something about social consciousness and how she's preaching Africanism. Oh, they're just going
the
to
year Burna Boy won. I think she wasn't on
yeah,
there.
She
took
wasn't.
A break.
She did,
but now she's back with this Queen of Sheba.
That was why they said when she congratulated when they, you know, she sent a shout out to Burna Boy when she won him over African Giant. You know, people said, "Mama, no, it's not just by Greta Burna Boy. Go on a small break. Let the guy win, sir, before you can."
I feel like she has gotten to that OG level. They feel like they even owe her. If they can nominate her, they'd rather just give it to her.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
Why is Wizkid not there though?
Which album?
More Love, Less Ego.
When did that one come out? Is it in the eligibility year?
Yes, it is. Very well in it.
No, but
Scarlett, stop. What's wrong with you?
No. What song?
Hey, Wizkid FC, drag him.
No,
he's
no,
on social media.
He has some songs, but is he Grammy nominated?
Yes,
which one? The arts. No, he has good song, Bad to Me. What's the other one?
What's that?
Frames. You're not bad song.
Man, you know that Essence song?
No.
That Essence song hits differently. And it's not in this year.
Wizkid, we know you didn't, the probability that you didn't submit.
We
maybe
love you, Wizkid.
We can understand why. But I mean, Burna Boy is last all over the place.
Yes.
Global anthem.
True.
Come on, person doing ridiculous numbers. People don't seem to even understand. People cannot relate, but they are singing along. I'm like, let us go. It's plenty.
Yeah. Burna Boy's stage performance has made him what a thing. It just makes you want to listen.
Why do I feel like
more?
We're gonna be shocked in this category? Like,
well,
Burna
Boy might win it.
I feel like there's breakfast cooking for all of us here. No, we have already seen Auntie Diana. I feel like Auntie's going to take this. Our mind is almost made up, but we still good to have small belief.
We will not be surprised if Angelique Kidjo wins.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But we really want Burna Boy to win it.
I just wanted to get that out of the way. Yeah. So, and by the way, I did predict that he was not going to submit the album for consideration. Oh. But he actually did. Yeah,
he did.
Oh, yeah, when we talked about the album.
Yeah. I didn't see it coming. I mean, I felt like
he's gotten it.
Yeah, you know, there's something about the first time you win something as coveted as the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't take it. It's not that serious afterwards, especially if you're coming from, you know.
Anyway, so when the winners are eventually announced, hopefully some of our predictions would be right. Even if they are not, no wahala at all. So, but as always, you can listen to the 4Play podcast on our website. Vibe with us. Listen to, if you're in Kano, you can tune into 96.9. If you're not, take us wherever you go. www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Download the Cool FM application. One click. You can listen to the podcast right there or listen to us live from anywhere. Are there any other things about the Grammys anybody wants to chip in before we get out of here?
Yo, I didn't see Cardi B there.
Yeah, she had a less busy year, right?
Yeah, she didn't release music, man.
Nah, she was having babies.
I'm doing community service. Yeah. I mean, she released music, you know, Cardi B will be on there now. Best new artist, though.
I'm seeing some really
interesting names on there. And by the way, the Grammys is happening on the 5th of February.
That's true.
I think it's 4 a.m. Nigerian time. They tried this time, but they pushed it. It's happening sometime early
it's
in the morning.
It's usually around 1 in the morning-ish.
Yes, but I'm seeing 4 a.m. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be up to see that
we'll take it. Yeah, we'll watch it. Best new artist, who's on there?
Quite a good number of interesting names. We have Anita, Omar Apollo, Dummy and JD Beck, Samara Joy, Lato, Maneskin, Mooney Long, Toby Wigwe, Molly Toto, and
those Maneskin guys might take it too. They're from Italy and they had that what's that song? It starts in a weird way.
Put your love in
Megahertz is gonna hook us up anyway.
Facts. We appreciate you, sir, for coming through. I don't know. I think is Anita new?
I don't think she's new though.
I don't think so. She's been around for a second.
But the thing is, you have to understand that for people who submitted their stuff, we have to accept that Grammy is different. Like their way of doing things are town different. You understand? So because
it's down hall different from
Balloon.
Listen. So, like I was saying, their style of judging things are different. It could be what they consider as new artists could be the first, you know, your first time of coming into the Grammys or stuff like that.
I think Scarlett has ended this podcast with that town hall comment. We're gonna have to get out of here and be back. Be on the lookout. We're back with another banger. Shout out to Blue Magic. Sorry. Shout out to Mega. Shout out to Scarlett. And yes, thank you for listening. We are back. Let me go before I start saying Balabu.
I'm begging you to put your love and hand out.
1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.